Hi, welcome to E21 Go Sports. I'm Issa Durant, and in today's episode, we'll be talking about NBA, MLB, and NFL news. To start this off, Lonzo Ball is excited for a fresh start with Zion and the Pelicans. He said, "I was kind of excited, honestly. I kind of figured someone was going to get moved soon enough. I knew Anthony Davis wanted to come bad. Anytime you can get a guy like that, you're going to have to do what you have to do to get him. So I was kind of already waiting for it, honestly, and I was kind of happy to go with two guys I was comfortable with, within B.I. and J. Hart. I'm excited to see what we can do." As in Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart, who is B.I. and J. Hart. He said, he continued to say, "I will tell people when I was just a rookie, I probably would have been sad. Just being from LA, having my whole family here, and wanting to be a Laker. But being in the league for 2 years, knowing it's a business, as long as you get to play, that's a blessing in itself. I'm excited to get started." On Saturday, the Lakers introduced Anthony Davis, as their latest all-star big man to join the franchise. Lakers GM opened the news conference by thanking several people, including Lonzo Ball, Ingram, and Hart. Continuing with the AD to the Lakers press conference, he said Rob Pelinka continued to called him the most dominant young basketball player in the world at his introductory news press conference the other day. Davis also made a statement echoing the same confidence in his new team. He said, "I would put our roster up against anybody. I feel like that in a seven-game series, that's where we would all come out victorious." Rob Pelinka said, "What we think about Anthony Davis is this. There's no more complete basketball player in the game. There's nothing he can't do. He can shoot, he can make plays, he can defend 1 through 5. He can protect the rim, he can handle the ball. His dedication in the craft is unparalleled. To sit here next to him and think he's going to be our team and he's going to be the pillar of our franchise for many years is something that we're incredibly proud of." Anthony Davis said this about being able to play with LeBron James. "Obviously, it was tough for me to leave a city that I've been playing for 7 years, but I think it was the best for me and it was my time. But when I found out I was getting traded to the Lakers, I realized it was unbelievable opportunity for me to be here with a wonderful organization and then to play alongside LeBron and obviously now the players that we have now to get the opportunity to do that and come here and play for an organization that's all about winning. Forget winning championships, and that's the only goal. I think that this is the biggest thing for me, just the relief here of not knowing the unknown anymore and knowing where I was going to be next season." In other news, Giannis Antetokounmpo said he's at 60% of what he can fully become. He averaged 27.7 points per game, 12.5 rebounds, 5.9 assists per game. And he says he's only at 60%? He's just above 0.5%, he's just above 50% of what he can become. He said, "There's a lot of things I can improve on. First of all, I have to look at myself before I look at anybody else. Try to self-improve as much as possible. There's a lot of things that I got to work on in my game." A lot of people say, "You're the MVP, you're one of the best players in the league, you're so dominant. But I think I can get better. I think I'm at 60% of my potential, as good as I could be. I just want to be better. If I'm in the same situation again, in the conference finals, react better, play better, execute better." In other news, Ben Simmons is doubtful to play for Australia in the FIBA World Cup this summer, according to his agent, Rich Paul. Simmons, who debuted for the national team as a teenager and won gold at the 2013 FIBA Oceania Championship, initially said he was looking forward to representing my country in Australia in the upcoming FIBA World Cup in China. Simmons said he is now is more likely now to spend his full offseason preparing only for the Sixers season, free of national team responsibilities. The 22-year-old also opted out of the 2016 Olympic squad to focus on his NBA rookie season. Team Australia still has many great players, NBA players, including Joe Ingles, Andrew Bogut, Patty Mills, and Aaron Baines. Switching to MLB news, the Rays lost a combined no-hitter in a combined perfect game in the ninth. Ryan Stanek started the game and went two innings, striking out two and throwing 31 pitches. He then gave way to Ryan Yarbrough, who worked in the next six innings without allowing a base runner. Yarbrough stayed on to start the ninth, but he allowed a ground single to right field to leadoff batter Hanser Alberto through the overshifted infield. Mike Trout exits early due to calf tightness. Los Angeles Angels center fielder Mike Trout was removed from today's game after two innings because of tightness in his right calf. The team said that he is day-to-day. Trout, putting together another MVP-caliber season, was replaced in center field by Cole Calhoun in the third inning against the Seattle Mariners. He's batting .305 for the season and is 12-for-32 with 8 home runs since July 1st. Moving on to NFL news, Melvin Gordon, the running back for the Chargers, said on Saturday he wants to remain with the Los Angeles Chargers despite threats of trade demands if he doesn't get a new contract. He said the other day, "I want to end up with the Chargers. That's my home. I'm not going to sit here and be like, man, I don't want to go back to the Chargers. Like, that's the team who blessed me with an opportunity. They started my life. They changed my life. Out of 32 teams, that was the team that called. I can't forget them for that. But it's an opportunity right now. It's where I know I need to take advantage of it. You know, I want to get paid. That's kind of it, of what it is. Hopefully I end up a Charger. That's the goal. I want to end up with the Chargers." The 26-year-old Gordon, who was drafted 15th overall by the Chargers in 2015, is entering the final year of his rookie contract, a fifth year option worth $5.6 million. However, agent Fletcher Smith told Adam Schefter on Thursday that without a new deal, Gordon will not report to training camp and will demand a trade. Gordon skipped most of the offseason but attended mandatory minicamp. The Chargers are scheduled to open training camp July 24th in Costa Mesa, California. Lastly, in NFL news, NFL is trying to suggest an 18-game regular season. And players are only eligible for 16 games. Now, that's a big change, because now there's 18 games. Backups are going to have to be more used, because you can't have your stars playing for 16 straight games and then the backups play two full games. Because what if you're in the division race entering the final week of the season, the 18th game of the season? The players' union rejected this proposal, because I could see why, because then they don't get to play as many, they still get to play the same amount of games, but because every player isn't going to play all 16 games, because even in the regular season, with week six of the final game of the season, game 16, you barely see any stars playing, unless that team is kind of out of playoff contention. If there's a chance for a team to make the playoffs in the final week of the final game of the season, then they're playing. But with this, they don't get the chance to play because they're ineligible to play. Because they've already played their 16 games. And what if you're entering the final two games of the season, game 17 and 18, and you're two games back? And you need your stars to play, but you can't because you use them up in the other games of the season. Now, I can kind of see this as kind of more a GM coaching. Like, GMs and coaches will have to have different situations, will have to play players in certain situations, certain matchups, certain games. But they should be able to pull. I think if they did do this, which they probably won't because the players' union is rejecting this, they won't be able to do it, I don't think. Sorry, one thing I forgot to talk about is that the Royals deal Homer Bailey to the Athletics for a prospect. Sorry, I forgot to say this. The Royals received Kevin Merrill, a 23-year-old Double A infield hitter. Infielder, and whose greatest attribute is his speed. He'll report to the Royals AA affiliate at Northwest Arkansas. Well, thanks for listening to D21 Go Sports. As always, I'm Easton Durant. Make sure to check out more episodes on YouTube and on podcasts. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at D21 Go Sports. Thank you.